On this episode, we talk about politics, the election, wrestling, horror movies, and pretty much a lot of other stuff. And here's episode 11. Enjoy. This is the Lonely Boy Podcast with your host, Kid Rainbows. Episode 11. It's Friday. My dog is rubbing himself through a carpet, or the rug. I don't know. Anyway, on today's episode, sweet cheers for revenge. Was it three cheers for revenge? I don't know. Let's get those mixed up. That's My Chemical Romance record. I think it was like the one that blew them up. They had a couple records before that. It wasn't actually bad. I don't know. I like those records more. Well, I guess my special guest today is my dog, because he's coming in my room. Oh, what he wants? He's doing a podcast. This fed you. I don't know what else you want from me. So this is today's episode. It's just a rambling episode. Because yesterday, Elizabeth Warren, she dropped out of the race. Please spend your campaign, drop out of your race. Get on my face, man. You know what these problems be? From the old school. That's all the old heads be saying. I'm from the old school. Instead of putting out a gun, they pull out a knife and stab you with it. Yeah, but Elizabeth Warren, she dropped out of the race. It's Biden, Sanders. I feel like it's probably be Biden because the DNC is crooked and I'm going to go with that guy. So I don't even want to talk about this stuff anymore. Biden against Trump is catastrophic. It's not Trump's going to talk circles around that man. Remember, guys, Trump is on speed. He can talk. What are we going to have to do? We're going to have to get Biden on speed to go against Trump in the debates. They both just rambling. No, man, it's crazy. Still hope for Sanders to get more, I guess, delegates than Biden. I don't know. I guess we'll see. We've got the other states coming up. We got our primary coming up Monday. So all you people need to go out and vote. That's all I'm gonna say about that. I found a show to watch. It was an FX show called Devs. It's about I know it's about Silicon Valley, some kind of scandal. Going on. It's about a software engineer named Lily Chan who works for Amaya, which is a tech company based in Silicon Valley. After her boyfriend Sergey's parent suicide, Liz suspects foul play and begins to investigate. And she cruelly realizes that everything was seen, blah, 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 blah. I'm just throwing off because it has Nick Offerman from the Parks and Recreation. He had a weird hairstyle, but one of those Silicon Valley hairstyles. Most likely we won't be watching. Well, it's only a couple episodes because they do new episode every Thursday. So I should be caught up by tomorrow. I don't know. What's it with me? TV. Now with movies, this movie on Shudder I want to watch. I think they already released it. I'm not sure.
But hey, if you're not sure, why are you not sure? You should be sure. You need to be sure.
Holy shit. They got Ginger Snaps on her. Ginger Snaps, that movie, man. It had the sequels, but that was kind of bad. First one, classic movie, horror movie. Definitely might watch that. See it. The Golden Glove. Bleh. The Golden Glove is a good movie, but I recommend you just watch that movie once, don't watch it again. It's too graphic, but rapes and bashing the women's head on the table. I can't find that movie. Where's the movie at? I don't see it. Love Witch, I'm going to see this movie for the longest. There's never been a chance to come around to it. It's shot in like, yeah, one of those Technicolor old style movies, but it's a new movie. Like the Worry Scope. This has to be one of the dumbest movies ever, but it's a classic because it's funny. The Slumber Party Massacre. It came out in 1982. If you want to laugh and just want to see a slasher movie, dumb slasher movie, this is definitely one of the to go tos. Recommend this highly. It is funny as hell.
I think they made a couple more after that. But, yeah.
Season 1 of Visitations. Elijah Wood and Daniel Noh. That's a good horror podcast. Don't see it, man. See Ginger Snaps. Replace. This might be interesting. It has a trailer. Check out the trailer. I've seen enough. This looks like something I wouldn't watch. It's about, I guess, she don't want to grow old. She starts getting these treatments for her skin, to replace her dead skin or something. I don't know, her skin is rotting. It says afflicted with dermatologist disease, young and beautiful Kim discovers that she can replace her skin. See, with other girls. Ah, oh, hell, man. Come on, man. Nah, man, it's not. This isn't for me. Yeah, the first hill, the hills have eyes. Cool. Prom Night. That movie's so stupid. Oh, it's Prom Night 2. Yeah, Prom Night was the one with Jamie Lee Curtis. I seen the movie. Just looked at it very old. All right, it's enough to talk about movies. Cause we can get into some hot topics that is. I think Nicki Minaj's husband went to jail. I don't know what he cares, I don't really know that guy. was jailed for. That was something that happened, I think, yesterday. A lot of things happened yesterday. Deaths and coronavirus are still going up. I'll just say everybody should just wash their hands. Try to eat better. Stay out to restaurants. I'm definitely not eating no Chinese food. I'm sorry, I can't do it. Nothing against Chinese. I don't know, man. Where that stuff is coming from. It's like the ghetto Chinese food places and the hood Chinese food places. They won't even let you see how they're cooking the food, man. I don't eat Chinese food that much anyway. It's like, the one I would eat would be Sun's and a Chinese place in Riverview. I don't mess with Chinese food like that. Rarely eat it. Maybe Chinese food in his household. We'll be having that today, though. For some reason, I want to try that Papa John's, that pizza they flip over. What you call it? It's not. I can't think of the name. I'm finna say scones, like breakfast muffin. It's not a scone. Calzone, yeah. It looked like a calzone, but it's not a calzone. It's like piece of just turned inside. I flipped over on the inside. Kind of do like a calzone, but it's not. I don't think I want to try that. I don't eat Papa John's though, but that looks like it might be good. I think the dude that used to own Papa John's can just hang it up, man. They don't need you anymore, dude. It's over with. He's going on all these podcasts, whining. They're not doing this. Their sales are going. Well, I think their sales are going back up with this new calzone thing. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, this podcast is sponsored by coffee. I drank coffee this morning. It's been up ever since. So I was like, let's go ahead and do a podcast and get out the way. Yeah. Well, I'm feeling a little. Now lightheaded. So make me something to eat. Let's not get done recording this. Just going about my day. Just do my own. Catching up on my. My fashion. Courses, streetwear stuff. Man, there's so much stuff. I have to make a collage. the type of clothing brands and just the fashion stuff I like, and turn that in, do another module after I get done with this one. I still don't have like an idea what type of clothes I want to make. I know I want to make actual clothes. Like, I want to use the machine. My own shop. See where it goes. More likely, I don't know. There's nothing. There's nothing here for me. What I'm thinking. The career. I don't know. The life of. The girl's not here. I might be some kind of delusional when I'm talking about this stuff. I've been thinking about moving to California. It's part of the connections and stuff. Either California or New York, or just go to Berlin, do my music full time. And try to do some fashion stuff out there. Just somewhere, it's not here. This ain't it. I love my city. I need more. Well, I guess that was a lonely segment of the podcast. What else we want to talk about? I guess the weekend. Oh my God. WWE Elimination Chamber Sunday. This build up to WrestleMania is horrible. We got all these matches. We got a couple matches. We don't even know why these matches are booked. It's booked. Roman Reigns going against Goldberg. He just comes out, tells Goldberg, I'm next. That's it. John Cena against The Fiend. The Fiend points to the sign, which is stupid. I just don't know why he did that. That makes no sense. John Cena had cut a promo about not performing at WrestleMania, letting the younger talent take over, well, carry the torch, whatever. Then he accepts a match against The Fiend, like, next 2 minutes. I don't know, man. This booking is horrible. Thank God we got AEW. Yeah. So good. This is probably my last year watching wrestling. I don't know. Speaking of AEW, they're supposed to be coming here next month. I might try to catch that show. But it's on a Wednesday, it's the day I work, so I'm gonna do that. Request that day off. Let's see, I don't know. I think that'd be a cool thing for me to do. We will see. We will see. Yeah, but, I don't even think they announced all the matches for the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. I don't even know. It's like, those gonna be women's Elimination Chamber match for Raw. Which you already know Shayna Baszler's gonna win that match. Supposedly gonna be against Becky. / Conor McGregor, I don't know. Her character is getting kind of annoying. So maybe she might be losing the belt at WrestleMania. And since Roman Reigns is going against Goldberg for the Universal Championship at WrestleMania, there's no point in having an Elimination Chamber match for SmackDown. I don't know, man. We'll talk about it on the next episode of the podcast. Give you guys a review of what the pay-per-view was about. Yeah, man. I don't have nothing else to talk about in this episode. Except I've been, like I said, I'm going to read no new books this year. So the book I'm reading is, well, unless you're reading two books, I'm reading a book called Contagious, which is about why do things go viral and pretty much marketing stuff. The other book I'm reading is called Copyright and Secrets. I definitely highly recommend this book if you want to be like a copywriter like me. So those are the two books I'm reading. Probably from the read Contagious right now until I get sleepy. Give me some sleep. I gotta go to work tonight. I get to sleep in my bed. Get the minimum 4 hours of sleep because to this day I cannot sleep. No longer than at least 4 hours and I'm waking back up. I just can't go to sleep for 8 hours straight like anybody else. And then half the time I'm up, majority of the night. And eating junk food, which I definitely don't highly recommend eating junk food after 9 o'clock, unless it's like trail mix, stuff like that. Some fruit. Some yogurt. Just have to make you use the bathroom when you wake up in the morning. I was gonna put some on my Facebook about people that wanna, like, I guess, lose weight. It's very simple. Stop eating breakfast every day. You don't need to eat breakfast every day. You could just eat lunch and dinner. And don't eat nothing after 9 o'clock. You just have to, your body has to get, you have to train your body to do that every night. It's something I do. I don't, every now and then, I eat some breakfast. But, see, I've been messing up, though, because I've been eating, like, donuts and sweets and stuff. Probably after this week, that I'll be cutting that out. My diet, just eat dinner and lunch. What you just do, eat for breakfast is like, you drink a green smoothie or get a power bar. That's it. Don't need nothing else. Do that. Definitely lose weight. And you'll feel more better. Well, I'll take that back. You drink coffee too. Just drink coffee. Not a lot of sugar, and you'll be good. But if you do eat breakfast, I just recommend eating a boiled egg or what I used to eat was boiled eggs and sardines. Sardines for the omega-3s to get your brain working. Be more alert during your day. That's what I recommend. Don't eat all that crap, fried sausage, eggs, pancakes. That's why you're not losing the weight. I've been eating a lot more because I'm kind of bulking up my skin and bones. But it's actually been working. I've been gaining a couple pounds. What I need to start doing is start back working out. Get really... It's toned up. I don't want to get big like a man / gorilla type build. I know I probably can't get that big, but I'm getting older. I know I'm kind of starting to put on more weight, but in a unhealthy way. So I'm trying the celery juice. They have it on Amazon. I just got paid, so I'm gonna buy that. Start eating Well, not eating, but stop eating junk food and donuts. And we'll go from there. See how it goes. I've just been hearing so many amazing things about celery juice. I just want to see what's the big deal. I was wondering if it can reverse my symptoms for irritable bowel syndrome. If it can do that, then I'd probably be drinking it for the rest of my life. I don't know. Well, we'll see. I guess one last thing. Hope you guys have a good weekend off. Don't know if anything. Oh, did I already say go vote? I think I already said that. I need to be telling myself that because I got to work that night. I think I feel like doing is going to vote in the morning. After I get off work. But I'll probably do it because I'm about to get stuff done type of person. Get it out the way. Put the music in for you guys. Try to change up the vibe this time. Give you guys some, not dark stuff, but a little bit of house music. I like house music. Making house music and dark techno music for now. Less ambient music for me. Maybe a little bit more of vaporwave. I guess this is it. This is the Lonely Boy Podcast. And we're out. So we can now cue the music.